This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name is Bernard Boyd. I am on the train skills level. I'm actually doing week 3 and 4. This is my second basic year.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. So, Bernard, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before training for trade skills?
I was a drugs worker. As a drugs worker, I began working in Newham in the early 2000s, working with young people that were arrested and for trigger offences. From that, I would interview them and I would assess them and I would try to engage them in various activities to keep them off the street, basically. When they closed that down, I moved over to adults. Now, I found, to be frank, my first love is working with young people because they are very challenging and you've got to actually win their trust for them to really open up to you. And I am very good at doing that. Working with adults is practically the same. Trigger offenses, basically fraud, theft, shoplifting, breaking into vehicles, all of this type of crime, and even prostitution work. All of these kind of crimes, they are tested once arrested for drugs. And if they are positive, then they've got to see somebody like me in the station who assess them. And then taking it from there, I will refer them to an agency for more help.
So you're on the plumbing course then. Have you always been interested in plumbing?
From the age of 17, that's what I wanted to, being a plumber.
So have you got any practical experience? Have you been getting any, doing any work outside of your course then?
Initially I was, but what happened, the gentleman went away on holidays, and on his return, the contractor found two other guys to do his work.
So you're on your practical training at the moment. Yes. How are you finding
yes.
that?
Yes, I'm finding this particular week fantastic. I've enjoyed the work which we did yesterday, and I'm enjoying the work that we're doing today very, very well.
What are your plans then when you finish the course?
My plans when I finish the course, if I'm able to get employment then that in this field, I'll be very happy. Also, I've got options because I've received a few phone calls about 3 weeks ago from some people in the States who is trying to get me to come over there and work.
So, Bernard, what advice would you give then to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
I would basically tell them, if they're sure that's what they want to do and they've got a desire to do it, then go for it, because it's a personal thing. And as long as they're prepared to learn, put in the time and the work, they will get the satisfaction of the work that they do, the studying that they do, and at the end of it, gain a reward from it.
So, Bernard, if you had to sum up then your whole course so far and your whole experience with Train for Trade Skills, what would you say?
I would say I'm glad that I actually went on this on the course. I've enjoyed it. At first, it was pretty daunting because it's not something which I had any experience in. But starting and actually finding some support outside, it really enabled me to get my teeth into it, and it enhanced my experience in coming here. The tutors that I've worked with have been extremely helpful. And they are patient, very patient. And that enabled me to realize that it's not only a rush thing. They are there to give you the support. When I'm away from here, I could drop them an email and get response from them, advice on what to do. I would really recommend it to anybody who has the heart and the mind to do it. I think it's very good.
That's great, Bernard. Thank you for joining us.
You're more than welcome, sir.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.